Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. We have a privilege of the floor on Mr. Mike Henry. Yep, you can either come up here or wherever you're comfortable, sir.
Well, I'll just stand here.
Okay.
I just wanted to inquire if there has been any proposals or inquiries about a data center in town of Scruple.
No, there has not.
There has not been any inquiries. Is there, if there's not a formal inquiry, does anybody know of any rumblings of a data center inquiry?
No, we have not had any even... No, we have not had any. Yes.
What's that?
Can I add to that?
Yes.
So if we do, are we for or against? Personally, I do not want a data center in Scruple.
So, I mean, really it is up to the community. I mean, it's not really up to us to decide. You know, we would want to hear from our community. We would have a public hearing. We would, you know, enter into a solar moratorium just like Lysander. I'm sorry, not a solar, a data center one. But I will say I did have a meeting today, and we are looking into, so we completed our comprehensive plan in 2022, and we started working, the planning board started working on zoning. If you go out and you look at the future land use management plan in our comprehensive plan, it really only highlights an industrial area, which is where the industrial park is and in and around that, and three other areas for commercial development, very small areas. There should be a townwide land use management plan in Scruple. And so we spoke to the state today, the Department of State, along with the company CNS that's running our Brownfield Opportunity Area program, and talked about doing a land use management plan. Now, that includes areas for industrial, for commercial, for housing, for farming, agriculture, protecting different areas of our town. So the town really needs, and that's one of the reasons why we entered the solar moratorium, is that we want to take a step back. We want to evaluate what our residents want in our community, and that's the plan that we want going forward. So that is sort of the next step in what we're doing as far as future land use planning. So, and data centers and industry, what was that?
Would that be the zoning board or the planning board?
So the planning board, they hired Saratoga Associates. They did the comp plan.
Right.
And then they started working on zoning, but they basically, we have 16 zones in the town. Most towns don't have that. We need to whittle them down and create clear definitions for each. That's what they were working on. The next step is to look at our community as a whole, decide where we want commercial, industrial, housing, economic development, sewer, make some decisions. Yes. So, any other questions, comments, concerns? Okay. What was that? Oh, we have the fire department here tonight, too. So, who wants to go first?
So Chief Smilable wasn't able to make it tonight, so he sent me for April. Phoenix Fire Department did 85 calls total. 34 of them were in the town of Scruple. Of that 34 calls, 23 were EMS medical calls. We had 5 car accidents in the town, 1 vehicle fire, and then a handful of other calls. We went mutual aid 11 times this month. We're really getting called upon by our neighbors a lot more. I was just talking with Chief Centner here that in so far this year we've gone mutual aid to other fire departments more than we went for the entire year last year.
Okay.
So everybody is kind of struggling to some degree to get people with that. We average 5 people per alarm. So if you know somebody that wants to be a volunteer fireman, send them down to the fire hall and tell them to join, because we can use some help. And then this month, we were called by the county to respond with the Dot County Dive Team. One time this month, we've been called on 3 times by the county to assist them for the year. We have 12 scuba divers that are part of the county dive team that respond throughout the entire county. So.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Good evening. For those of you who are in the audience here this evening, my name is Chris Center, Chief of Cuyahoga Aquatic Park. And thank you for all your support for the town board. This past month, the month of April, Conway Fire Department responded to, we had 35 alarm activations. We responded to 2 in the town of Clayton, 3 in the town of Hastings, and 29 in the town of Scruple. 1 other, because there was a water rescue out in the lake, and we are part of that. Within those 35 calls, there were 29 EMS calls, 1 motor vehicle accident, 1 outside fire, and 3 service calls, and 1 hazardous condition, and the 1 water rescue call that I mentioned. We gave mutual aid also a lot of times, the number this past month, but we received mutual aid 2, both times from Phoenix, and the notes, 2 of them are below. 1 was a motor vehicle accident on County Route 10, where based on the call information that's received by dispatch, they thought it was in the Phoenix Fire District, so they naturally alerted Phoenix. Phoenix responded. The way that works is the first arriving chief or officer usually notifies dispatch that it's actually X, department's district. They did that, so they alerted us and we did respond. The other time was the outdoor fire that I spoke of. It was over off of County Route 10, right between County Route 10 and Ironwood Drive. Fast-moving winds were that day. Based on that, command requested additional resources from Phoenix, and they responded with 5 matching R5, so we had 10 firefighters there. I can't emphasize enough, if you know somebody who is interested, remotely interested, young guys. I'm not getting any younger by the day. I'll tell you what you get to do. You get to step on the pedal, and I'm not talking about the accelerator either. I'm talking about the siren that makes people move out of the way.
There you go.
Accelerator still gets me a 57. There's always room for that, and we have a youth program for juniors ages 14, as young as age 14 in our department. Hopefully we can bring that youth in and continue to serve the community. Any questions?
I do have a question.
Yeah.
So earlier, or actually it was last week, you had emailed about the fire hydrants.
Yeah.
So
thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. In the past, do you get like as-built drawings so you know where they are? Like, what do you need from the town going forward that ensures you have what you can locate them?
So we have everything that's in our fire protection district.
Yep.
We have.
Okay.
We have plotted into our iron responding map. We actually have also what Phoenix has.
Okay.
Our surrounding departments. We can see where those fire hydrants are.
Okay.
Any kind of plan that's coming helps us plan as well.
Okay.
I mean, that what I received from, I can't remember.
Jay.
What I received from Jay was exactly, I was able
okay.
to determine, you know, which direction we need to go.
Okay. So going forward from the town, do you need like the as-built, like this is where they are, or just what you received from Jay?
Yeah, so if you remember the communication with Jay, they're within like 20 yards.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's,
okay.
Once they're in, that's fine. Generally, they're 1,000 feet apart.
Okay.
And under.
Yes.
Okay. And that's what you want to do because most engines carry 1,000 large diameter pumps.
Okay.
1,000 feet.
All right. Okay, we will be sure to get you those then.
Okay.
Yep.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. The earlier this year, the Justice Department received a grant in the amount of $30,000 to renovate the Justice Court here, and we were able to put that out to bid, And we received three bids from EIF Construction, Sierra Constructions, and JMP Construction. EIF was $79,499. Sierra Contractors was $123,603, and JMP Construction was $51,875. So I would like to make a motion to award JMP Construction. Well, does anybody have any questions so far on the bids?
Are they all local companies? I know JMP is.
Yep, and EIF is. They're actually out of Mexico. And then Sierra is down by New York City. So, anybody have any questions? Okay. I'd like to make a motion for to award JMP Construction the Justice Court renovation project in the amount of $51,875.
Second.
Nataro.
Aye.
Harp.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. And we in February we passed local law number 1 of 2026 for a solar law moratorium. We have received a waiver request from NextAmp for a solar farm to go in off of Bankrupt Road. And we need to schedule a public hearing. They are entitled to a public hearing. So we would like to schedule that on June 9th, our next town board meeting at 6:05. Any questions on that? All right, I will make a motion to schedule a public hearing for the NextAmp Solar Farm waiver request on June 9th, 2026 at 6:05 p.m.
Second.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. This item is not on the agenda, but our code officer has requested a tiered right-of-way fee schedule. So we have utilities coming in that either want to install their utilities, like Time Warner and Spectrum, and they use our right-of-way to install them. So he has requested a tiered right-of-way fee schedule for fiber optics and telecommunications. Tier one would be minor projects under 1,000 linear feet, no road crossing for $150. Tier two is an intermediate project, 1,001 to 5,000 linear feet for $350. And tier three is a major project over 5,000 linear feet, for $600. So the town board does have the authority to change the fee schedule based on resolution. We do not have to do a local law for that. Does anybody have any questions on the tiered right-of-way fee schedule? No? All right. So I will make a motion to pass that, the right-of-way fee schedule.
Second.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. All right, that's all we have on the agenda for tonight. Any other thing? No? All right. So I will make a motion to close the meeting at 6:15 p.m.
Second.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. Evan, what'd you think? Yeah?
You gonna join the fire department?
No, but they're gonna look for guys that want to.
Okay, good. Thank you. Yep, send them over there. They would appreciate it, right? Yes. Do you guys have things that you need us to sign? Is this for a class? No? You just came?
Just getting involved? Well, thank you. I said appreciate school. That.
I said,
are you starting a young... So what is that?
It's
bipartisan, so everyone can get involved.
Yeah.
We want to spread political awareness to young people.
Okay, I like it. Are you speaking at the legislative meeting about it?
June 11th.